This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Neither Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath nor Justice Dirk Sandifer will run for re-election in 2024. That means both of next year's races for the state Supreme Court will be open contests at a time of heightened political visibility for the judiciary and unprecedented price tags for judicial races. Rumors that both justices might not seek re-election have swirled among the state's political class for weeks, if not longer. McGrath is in his second eight-year term. Sandifer is in his first term. Rumors that both justices might not seek re-election have swirled among the state's political class for weeks, if not longer. McGrath is in his second eight-year term. Sandifer is in his first eight-year term. Both of their terms conclude at the end of 2024. McGrath was elected to the state's high court in 2008 and retained by voters in 2016. The Chief Justice is the administrative head of the court and its primary representative when interfacing with other branches of government. In Montana, it's an elected position, not one appointed by the other justices, so whoever replaces McGrath will also assume the Chief Justice mantle. Sandifer was elected in 2016 to replace the retiring Justice Patricia O'Brien Cotter. Races for Montana Supreme Court have become costly, high-profile, and sometimes brutally political affairs, despite their nominal nonpartisanship. Chief Justice McGrath's and Justice Sandifer's decisions eliminate a key variable from the upcoming Supreme Court elections, incumbency advantage, which can be especially important in comparatively low name recognition judicial contests. Without an incumbent in either seat, the only guarantee is that there will be two new faces on the bench come 2025. No candidates have yet filed for Sandifer's justice seat. Former Montana District Federal Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch has registered to run for Chief Justice. Three Montana girls who are computer programmers in a group called Code Girls United in Kalispell have added another prestigious award to their resume. They've won MIT's App Inventor Foundation's App of the Season. The three girls, named the Tech Trio, are Montana students Michaela Davenport, Emma Anderson, and Isabel Ashley. The three are one of five teams from around the world who received the award, which celebrates computer applications for their innovative design and potential impact. The winning app, called Found, helps combat human trafficking among teens and young adults with a focus on missing Indigenous women. The app allows users to report a missing person, including where that person went missing on a map database, tools on how to combat human traffickers on social media, and more. Code Girls United Executive Director Marianne Smith said, "The Tech Trio continues to inspire young girls in Flathead County to follow in their footsteps." Smith said, "That's what we wanted to do when we started. Really wanted to just have these doors open for the girls and also to show them that they can do these things and they can be successful as a programmer or they can be successful in the world of technology," said Smith. In April, the Tech Trio took first place in the state of Montana in the Congressional App Challenge and presented their app in Washington, D.C., in front of Congress. The Montana State University football team has, for the first time ever, sold out its season tickets for the 2023 football season. Bobcat fans gobbled up 12,968 season tickets this spring, most likely due to the popularity and success of the program after back-to-back league championships and visits to the national championship games in 2021 and 2022. For fans who didn't secure a season's worth of game tickets, a limited number of single-game tickets and student tickets remain for MSU's six home games in Bozeman. Single game tickets will be open to those with Bobcat Club priority points on July 31st and to the general public on August 7th. The MSU football program set records last season with a total 158,416 fans and an average of 19,800 spectators per game. 13 straight regular season games at Bobcat Stadium have been sellouts, and the football team enters 2023 on a 20-game home winning streak. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.